I'd like to begin actually talking a little bit about vestments and about this alb that I wear. And I should tell you that I bought this alb 8 years ago. I was in seminary, and I had to have one of these for my first parish where I was an intern. And just to let you know how space-age these things are, it's kind of held together by a white shoestring that goes across on the inside. And about 6 weeks ago, I started to notice that my alb string was becoming very dangerously frayed. And I turned to Candy. I said, well, what happens when it just breaks? Well, it broke this morning. So I think I realized something is changing. And as I think about my alb, I kind of think about myself, because I think it looks okay, but it's sort of held together right now by paper clips, and that would be a good way of describing how I feel today. So I ask that you keep me in your prayers. Because this is my last Sunday here at St. Paul's, I've been thinking a lot about transitions and about change. And I remembered a piece of music that I had heard years ago by a man named Fran McKendry. And many of you may have heard of Fran. He used to be a real staple for doing music at youth conferences in the diocese. Now, as I understand, he does more adult conferences and parish retreats, talks a lot about transitions and transformations and life of the Spirit. I joked earlier that it's kind of like if Richard Rohr played a guitar and had hair, he might be Fran McKendry, or the other way around. And I remembered this song, and I want you to actually Google it, listen to it at home. You can find it on his website, because I'm probably going to mess up the poetry here. It's called The Parable of the Trapeze. And in it, he imagines his life as one big trapeze act. And the majority of the time, we're flying through the air. We are the performers, and we're holding on to that trapeze bar. And we're rushing through space and time, and it's exhilarating, and it is a high wire act. And we're in control, we're hanging on, or at least we have the illusion of control. And this is our lives, we go back and forth. And then when we hit a particular place on that arc, suddenly that next trapeze bar comes into sight. And as Fran says, we just know that it has our name on it. And that's thrilling, and it's also frightening. Because it means letting go of something that we're holding on to pretty tightly. And it's thrilling because that next trapeze bar is, as Fran describes it, that's my growth. That's the next step. That's our aliveness. And we're filled with some anxiety because we wonder, do I let go of what I'm holding on to? Will I fall? Will it be there to catch me? What's it going to be like when I'm not hanging on to anything, just flying through the air between those two moments? What if I actually stop and think about that? Because we know that there's that time between here and there where we know that we're not going to be holding on to anything. We're just going to be out there. And that's really scary. But we know that we do have to let go. We know it partly because we've done this before and we've never fallen and crashed on the ground before, and yet we still get nervous about it. But it does come, we come to a point where it is time to let go and to fly. And suddenly there we are, not hanging on to anything. And for just a moment, we're not attached. We don't have our grip on anything. It's exhilarating, but it's also a very vulnerable place. And it's a place that, beyond our church doors and sometimes within, we don't even regard as a place that we want to be, and certainly not a place where we want to stay, because it is so uncertain, because we feel so vulnerable. Fran, in his piece of music, describes this, in the eyes of our world and our culture, as a no place, as a no thing. as something to be avoided or hurried through as quickly as possible. If we have moments of uncertainty, we rush to fill them. If we know we're in transition, we hurry to resolve it. We try our best to get around it, to avoid it in the first place if we can. But what Fran says is this. He says, I have come to believe that this is the only place where real change takes place. He says, I have come to believe that this is the only place where real change takes place. And so it's not something to be avoided or hurried through, but it is in fact a truly fertile time in our lives, a time when we do our very best growing. And if I understand where Fran is going with his piece, if we take a more prayerful view of our lives, really mindful of the transformation that takes place over the course of a lifetime, we will see that these moments of flight are not occasional interludes between moments of constancy and stability, but rather that many times of our lives are spent in flight, and are opportunities for profound transformation. And that perhaps hanging on to those trapeze bars isn't the most important thing after all. In today's gospel passage, Jesus tells his disciples that they cannot serve two masters. He's talking specifically about God and wealth. But perhaps the same thing can be said about our need to be in control and our soul's desire to take flight. We cannot serve two masters, and perhaps that can be said about our need to be in control and our soul's desire to take flight. These things can stand in the way of one another. We hang on to those bars so tightly because it's the most normal thing to do, and because it's all we know, and because it feels safe, and maybe it is, and maybe it isn't. But it does become surprisingly easy to buffer ourselves from change, and even to perhaps let fear and anxiety prevent us from looking for new things. And that can keep us from really savoring those opportunities for growth and change and deeper relationship with one another and with God. And so the question for me becomes less about asking, what do I need to do to get to a place where I am set up and safe and have some certainty and where I'm comfortable, and more about asking, how do I learn to live a life in flight? How do I learn, as Fran says, to hang out there between those two trapeze bars, to trust God, to experience the joy that comes in those moments? There are many answers to that. But most simply, I think that the way that we do that is through a well-cultivated attentiveness to the presence of God every moment in our lives. That is the work of prayer. And it can be as simple as learning to say, thank you. I was ordained here, as George pointed out, right there on that spot, 4 years ago. And afterwards, a friend of mine who I had been in seminary with came up to me. And we had all been ordained about the same time. And my friend was so struck by the spirit of the moment, it's a very powerful thing to go through, that she said to me, she just grabbed my arm and said, you know what? Prayer is two things. It's please, please, please. And it's thank you, thank you, thank you. And that day was a day of great thankfulness. And this day is for me as well. I do want to thank George and Sally and Tony and Lois and Candy and all of you who have welcomed me here as a priest, as a colleague, and as a friend. I thank all of you for the honor and blessing of letting me be a part of your lives. And I thank God, who created us and sustains us, for bringing each of you into my life. Thank you.